22nd parak of Kelim, third Mishnah, Safsel, a bench. One of the supports on one side of it was removed. It's tar because now I can't sit on it. Nitel Sheni, tar. If the second one's missing, also it's tar because it's you don't sit on a safsel when it's right above the ground. But if the thickness of the wood of the safsel is a tefach, that's considered usable for sitting on, and therefore it is tummy. Shraf Rav Shenitel Echad Mereshah Tomei. Shraf Rav is also on top of a little chair, or not really a chair, it's a leg support on the bottom of the chair. Nitel Echad Mereshah Tomei. Even though the Shraf Rav was made like a little stool in front of a chair that like to use for a sandik. So even if one of the sides is missing, you can still use it to support your feet, even though it will be at an angle. There's no dire need for it to be straight. And the same thing about this little chair, which is in front of a fancy, bigger chair, which is also used for support of one's feet. If one of the legs is missing, it's still makabel tumah.